I'm Marco Werman with The World.
And the Oscar goes to A Separation, Iran. Oscar Faradi.
That was Sandra Bullock back in 2012 presenting the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film to Iranian director Oscar Farhadi. First time an Iranian movie won an Oscar. Farhadi's films have gone on to win other major international awards since then. His latest movie, The Salesman, was in the running for a Golden Globe this year. Farhadi was in the U.S. for that ceremony, and I caught up with him just before he went back to Tehran. I asked him first off what all the glitz and glamour at the Golden Globes was like for him. You'll hear him through his interpreter, Dorna Khazini.
I had the experience both with my last film, The Past, and with the previous film, A Separation, and had the opportunity to take part in these festivities. The most fascinating part of the whole event for me is participating together with the other nominees in the category, the other directors from other countries, and exchanges with them are very interesting to me.
I know Iranians are prone to enormous hospitality. How was the hospitality at some of those post-Golden Globe parties? Did you make it to any of them?
For my own part, there is nothing that compares to the warmth of Iranian hospitality. But where the Golden Globes are concerned, both the event itself and the parties that follow it have a sense of family about them that is very warm.
Yeah, Taraf Hollywood style, we could say. For our listeners who may not have seen The Salesman, can you give us a short synopsis without obviously giving away too much?
All I can say is that it's about a couple who are rehearsing a production of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. And in the process of moving homes, they are confronted with events that they could not have foreseen and that creates an upheaval in their lives.
So I was really fascinated by the fact that you chose Arthur Miller's play, Death of a Salesman, which is such a standard in the American theater. The protagonist and his wife are actors, as you say, and they are in this production. Why did you choose Arthur Miller and that specific play of his?
Prior to making films, I had studied theater and I'd worked in the theater. And for a long time, I'd been wishing to somehow return to the theater and experience it again. This opportunity never presented itself. I kept thinking I would need a whole year, and this was just not time that was available. Finally, I realized that the way I might be able to do this is to go back to a film and experience theater in a film.
There is a discussion at a certain point in the movie among the actors in the play about whether parts of certain scenes would be censored by the morality police in Iran. I would guess that's an experience you have been through with your own movies. What is that like?
In the past, I've never had such direct criticism in any of my films. Here, when I make a reference to it, my point isn't to criticize. It's to actually highlight a link that exists between the theme of the film and censorship. A great deal of the censorship that actually exists formally in my country has as its goal to adapt the sexual norms to their own sense of morality. And the question that arises is, notwithstanding all these years of censorship and constraints around these behaviors, how is it that the society has not yet become one that can be morally upright?
I'm also curious, when you go to Hollywood and, you know, hit the red carpet in Los Angeles and you see the big Hollywood entertainment machinery and you're nominated for a prize, does it make your work inside Iran easier or harder?
Well, there are two sides to it. One is that I can put together teams of the best of anyone that's working in film in Iran, and it also engenders a kind of curiosity about my work with audiences. But the downside of it is that when you end up going to these red carpet ceremonies and receiving awards and getting kudos, you can become, in the eyes of others, but even yourself, this person who is an earner of medals. And this is this is a dangerous territory to enter. We don't, in fact, make films in order to be successful because we enjoy the success. We make films because the process of filmmaking is a source of joy and pleasure.
Iranian filmmaker and screenwriter Asghar Farhadi, his movie The Salesman, will open in New York and Los Angeles on Friday, January 27th. Wonderful to meet you, and thanks very much to Dorna Hazeni for translating. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.